Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
People are now actually putting garbage in their their Twitter handles. That's funny. Like, garbage Lisa Reinhardt. Reposted a post that I was mentioned in. Look at that. There you go. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Trump is going to rally supporters in Wisconsin tonight. He spoke in North Carolina a short time ago, and he talked about the coalition that he's bringing together. The biggest, broadest, most incredible coalition. I'm going to play you that clip in just a moment. But again, breaking news out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania today. A lot of people yesterday sent video clips of people being turned away from the polls, the precincts where they could vote in person early. And now a judge has given you until 5 p.m. on Friday, November 1st, for any person who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Election Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024. So that's good news, all right? Very, very good news right there, and well done by you and everyone else who reported it to us yesterday on the show. We are streaming live on YouTube right now if you want to take a listen. Comment along. You should definitely do that. It's always a fun time. Always a good time. What I don't understand, though, is, Kirk, why are they still showing my bad picture, the old picture? I thought we updated that to the new picture. It still has the old picture. I just don't like that picture. And I look fat in it. You know what I mean? Can we get the good picture in there? Can you do that? No, really? What's up with that? We had it, and then we lost it again. This keeps happening. We have it, and then we lose it. What? How does this happen? You know?
Is it on the thumb? Like, which show?
So if I just go to the YouTube, and I see it, it says Rich Cioli Show. It's got the Zeoli Army logo. But it's got me in that dumb jacket with the dumb smile. Yeah.
Some of the computers that we stream on, they have like all of the thumbnails that we use for the hosts. Some of them have the new picture. Some of them have the old picture.
Well, how do we get all of them to have the new picture?
That's a question for Austin. But I think he just has to send it to like, or just upload it into the files there. But if we email him or text him, it shouldn't take more than like maybe 10 minutes to do.
All right. You want to do that for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm also watching videos on how to make mozzarella. Not at the moment, but if you look at my YouTube history, it's how to make homemade mozzarella. I made mozzarella cheese the other day, homemade. It was delicious. It's unbelievable. I got the curd from Restaurant Depot, the hot water, stretch the mozzarella, and just pull it, and oh, the mozzarella. Boom. You change the thumbnail. Thank you, Kirk. Let's not ever go back. Let's not go backwards. There you go. Look at that sharp looking pick. Nice. Well done. Anyway, the mutz was delish. Delicious mutz. But here's the key. Patience. You don't want to rush it. All right? You don't want to rush it. You ever do that? Just saying. I feel like we all need a distraction right now. I mean, really. Political stuff is killing us. Killing us. Imagine having to talk about it for 4 hours a day, every single day. But it could be worse. Could be worse. You could have a fake girlfriend like Matt DeSantis, like Justin. You could have to deal with the complexities of having a fake girlfriend who wants to get fake engaged one day and fake married one day, right? Not easy. Not easy. Am I right, Matt DeSantis?
No, it's not. She's traveling again, so you won't be able to see her this week, unfortunately.
Oh, amazing. And when you come back next week for the election, I guess she's not going to be around. Where's she going to be this time? Canada?
No, she's actually traveled to the Philippines.
Oh, right. Obviously, halfway around the world.
Yeah,
literally
she's
around
really
the world.
Far away. There's no chance you'll run into her. She's really, really far.
Really? No. And no one in the Philippines will see her either because she doesn't exist because she's Snuffleupagus. But Justin, where's your fake girlfriend right now? Back in Florida?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I told you, Justin, you got to move your girlfriend around. Otherwise, people will start to get suspicious. You can't have her centered in one location constantly.
He's not wrong on that point. And that's how fake girlfriends get discovered.
It's the difference between the student and the master when it comes to having a fake girlfriend.
Just saying. Trump has built a big coalition. It includes people of all different creeds and colors and races, and it even includes fake girlfriends. This is what Donald Trump said today at his rally in North Carolina. Take a listen.
What we have built is the biggest, broadest, most incredible coalition and the greatest political movement in American history, I think in any history, if you want to know the truth. It's made up of the hardworking men and women who make this country run, who make this country great. We've brought together veterans and union members, soldiers and steel workers, farmers and auto workers, and patriotic moms and dads of every race, religion, color, and creed, right? We're welcoming historic numbers of African Americans and Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans and Arab Americans. And we're uniting Christians and Jews and Catholics and Evangelicals and Muslims and Mormons and everyone who simply wants one thing. They want one thing: to make America great again. That's all they want.
Meanwhile, Biden's calling all those people garbage, and that's why the Harris campaign is scrambling right now. Scrambling right now. Trying to clean this mess up. Because they wanted it to be that only Trump insults people. And that they are the people that unite people. But I just heard Trump say something very, very positive there about all these people he's bringing together in his coalition, including the Muslims and everybody else, right? Donald Trump getting endorsed by all these Muslim mayors out in Michigan. Biden comes out and calls all these people garbage, and the Harris campaign is furious today because Joe Biden did this on purpose to undermine her and take away a key talking point that she was trying to push out there, which is that she's going to be some uniter. She's going to be some kind of person who brings people together. Now, look, I want to tell you, I'm nervous going into this the last several days. And, you know, people ask me all the time. They go, Rich, what do you think? What do you think? And my worry right now. Well, two things. My first worry is that there's going to be a sense of we got this. And on election day, if you don't vote early, something's going to happen and tie you up and you're not going to vote because you're going to think we got this. He's going to win by a landslide. He's going to win California and New Jersey and New York and blue plays. And he's not. OK, we need him to win Pennsylvania. I worry about a sense of overconfidence, but I worry the polls are undercounting Kamala Harris supporters. That's my concern right now. And I'm telling you this at this moment, because I saw this clip, I sent it to Matt earlier today. It's my idiot buddies. Guys, I appreciate the Hooters pictures, but I'm trying to do a show. Can you not text me pictures of Hooters girls in the middle of my show? My idiot friend, Eric. I got to get new friends. I really have to get new friends. Honestly. Sorry. But wait, I promised I'd play Shapiro. This is the Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro on Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. Take a listen.
I had not heard that until now, Caitlin, so I'm kind of giving you my fresh reaction to it. I would never insult the good people of Pennsylvania or any Americans, even if they chose to support a candidate that I didn't support. I think the real issue here is Donald Trump and his inability to simply say comments like that are wrong. I had not heard.
Here's Kristen Soltis Anderson. Biden's garbage comment is potentially damaging. This is on CNN. Take a listen.
Idea that, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who don't, you know, feel like, well, I might support Trump. I may have my own reasons for doing that, who may be alienated by a remark like this.
There is nothing more powerful for someone than to hear a compliment. Someone likes me. And Donald Trump's stronghold on Republican voters is because he came around and said, the world tells you that you're racist, the world tells you that you're backward, the world tells you that you're Neanderthals, and I don't think that. I like you. I like you, I respect you, and I want to make sure that you have power. And that's why he's been able to so strongly hold on to Republicans. That's why this comment is so potentially damaging. It is bulletin board material. It is the sort of thing where you go, see, they really don't like me, and it motivates you in the same way that deplorables did, in the same way that for Mitt Romney, 47%, only 47% of the country is contributing that kind of comment, in the same way that the Puerto Rican garbage comments from Madison Square Garden, when people feel like that candidate and their side doesn't like me, you will go to the mat for the side that you think does.
Well, and I take exception with the comedian thing. I don't think people care what comedians say, but politicians are not comedians, and that's the difference. That's the difference. But look, up until 5 minutes ago, the Harris campaign was hanging their hat on Tony Hinchcliffe's joke and trying to say that the Trump campaign and all his people insult people and mock people, and this is the problem. Now, Biden calls people garbage, and they go, well, now both sides do it. Here's Mark Halperin and Politico's Dan Turrentine about Biden's comment. Cut 25.
Oh, I think he meant his supporters. I, with all due respect to my fellow Democrats, I do not think he was just talking about the comedian. I mean, look, there's two things here. One is that, you know, the signs of old age and loss of acuity are that you lose your filter and you get pretty blunt. And when I think of the last couple months, there are a few things that Joe Biden has said that have been helpful to Kamala Harris. I think this is just another instance. I also think, and it's really frustrating, I think it's what he believes. And I think we hear
well,
it on the-
Let's be clear. It's what almost every Democrat elected official in the country actually believes.
That is what I was going to be the rest of my sentence. I mean, look, we hear it on this platform, right? That, like, how could anyone vote for Donald Trump, and whether they think they're stupid or garbage. And so, you know, just as the comics statement plays to a stereotype of Republicans that Democrats, you know, are jumping all over because they think this is what the Democrats believe, this plays to the stereotype that Democrats are patronizing and condescending. And to your point, Mark, I think it's what Biden really believes.
It is what he believes. It's what Democrats believe. They mock you and they insult you all the time. They think you're stupid. I tell you this all the time. You know how many times my intelligence gets insulted? Now, granted, there's lots of reasons to insult my intelligence. I get that. But if you disagree with somebody politically on social media, my bet is they will insult your intelligence. They'll accuse you of not reading a book. They'll accuse you of being a and they say terrible things like, you know, you lick Trump's, you know what. I mean, they just say horrible things. The left is really, really good at insults, insulting people. They're not good at it in a sense. It's not funny or original, but they love to insult Trump supporters. They think you are the worst. They really do. And that's what they think. They think you're a bunch of MAGA redneck garbage rubes. But that's not the real reason why this comment is so damaging. The comment is not damaging for any other reason other than Kamala Harris wanted her closing argument to be, we're going to rise above the name calling. And Biden name calls literally as she's giving that speech because he hates her and wants her to lose. That's why. But here's what I'm worried about. I am worried that the polls are undercounting Kamala Harris's support. I'm very nervous about this. And this is one of the things that concerns me right now in this time that we are in. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard is going to join the show later today. So that's great news. Matt DeSantis had nothing to do with it, but she is going to join the show later today.
It's not true.
But not on video, though, so I can't get to see her. I just have to talk to her.
She's going to be in the car during the interview, so no, there's unfortunately not going to be a video component. But you will be able to speak with her for
Kirk, can we put a picture of Tulsi on the screen when she's on? Can we do that? Kirk.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I know we did it yesterday with Senator Ernst.
Oh, nice. All right, good. I have several pictures of Tulsi if you need them. sorry, that...
There are some good photos of you with Tulsi in D.C.
Yes!
CPAC. Yeah.
Oh, let's put one of those up on the screen.
I'll send it to Kirk.
Nice. All right, good. Why not? What the heck? Yeah, that came out creepy, huh? I have pictures of Tulsi...
I tried to save you there. But yeah, she'll be on her way to a Veterans Town Hall event in Bedford, PA, I believe, with J.D. Vance. So she's going right from you to J.D. Vance.
That's good. That's good. I had another thought that popped in my head, but my filter kicked in and said, don't say it. But I'm not going to. Because I'm growing. I'm maturing.
You know, she's in Pennsylvania. She could be listening right now.
I don't know why she's not here in person right now. That's what I don't understand.
Oh, sorry that she chose J.D. Vance over you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Me too. Here's CNN's data guru, Harry Enten, making the case that current polling could be underestimating support for Kamala Harris a week before the election. This is my concern. This is what I'm nervous about. This is what is keeping me up right now at night. I'm being honest with you. This is what's really worrying me. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com, the master of implant dentistry and named top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020. Let's take a listen to this. Go ahead.
Is there any precedent that the polls will underestimate Donald Trump once again? Because that's all we hear about. Oh, Donald Trump's going to outperform his polls. So I went back and checked out whether or not a party outran the polls 3 presidential election cycles in a row in the key battleground states. It's never happened. It's never happened. Zero times since 1972. So if the polls are going to underestimate Donald Trump once again, that would be historically unprecedented. Now, maybe you want to make the argument that Donald Trump himself is historically unprecedented, but what normally happens is the pollsters catch on. Hey, we're underestimating. We're not taking into account some part of the electorate. They make adjustments, and I think that helps to explain why we have never seen that the same party has been underestimated 3 times in a row in presidential elections, at least over the last 52 years.
What I'm worried about is that the support for Kamala Harris right now is being underestimated in the polls because the pollsters are trying to overcompensate for how they blew it in 2016 and blew it in 2020. Look, we have to act like we're going to lose this election. Because if we don't, we're going to lose this election. And I'm serious about that. I hear people talking about landslides and Trump winning the Electoral College and winning California and all. Look, let's hope, right? Let's hope. But that kind of talk means somebody on election day doesn't vote because they think we got this in the bag. What I'm worried about right now is that maybe she's doing better than the polls are showing. Or that maybe there's the shy Harris voter and it's all about the abortion issue. And that's what's literally giving me agita. Like, I woke up last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up in the middle of the night about something, you know. Thank God I get to go back to bed. I don't have to wake up and go to work anymore. But you know what I mean? I was thinking about this and I kept saying, what if that's what's happening? What if we're watching that play out? So, I mean, the only thing you can do to counter it is just vote. So now if you're in Bucks County, you got till Friday to vote in person. Please take advantage of it. Just do me that favor. If you're in Bucks, will you go vote today, tomorrow, or Friday by 5 o'clock and just get it out of the way so we don't have to worry about it? Let's just check that box. Move on, please. Do me a solid. Frank's in Delco. Frank, what's up in Delco today?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Listen, before I ask you my question, what does Tulsi Gabbard and Matt DeSantis' imaginary girlfriend have in common?
What?
You ain't ever going to see them anytime soon. I'm sorry, Matt. I love you, but I'm just...
Well done, Frank and Delco. Well done.
That's great. That's very good.
So, listen, Rich, what you're just talking about, I got to ask you, like, is it really as close as they're saying? Because I don't know. I just Delco turned blue about 7 to 10 years ago. It mm-hmm. was historically a red county, as you well know. It turned blue, and it's been blue. I mean, the whole county government is Democratic. But anyway, this time around, I'm just seeing so many flags and signs and everything for Trump that I didn't see in either 2016 or 2020. And just in my little world, I mean, is it that close? Like, I don't know. And, you know, what you were talking about, the underpresenting of her voters and all, I mean, I don't know. I just, I'm just wondering from your expert opinion and your expertise, is it really going to come down to possibly one state or not?
All right. There's a lot to unpack there with that question. So let me, I'm going to let you go, Frank, and I'm going to answer it as soon as I get back. Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. Thank you. And good for you for making fun of DeSantis' fake girlfriend, Snuffleupagus. It's fantastic. Oh, by the way, Phil Murphy, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, got roasted in a CNBC interview, got wrecked on CNBC. Great. It's fantastic. Love it. He's another one, by the way, that wants Harris to lose. Because here are all the people that want Harris to lose. Ready? I'm gonna give you some names real quick. Here they are. Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, Phil Murphy. I could go on, but I got to take a quick break. But before I do, you know what I did before? I set up my VPN through DuckDuckGo. And this is great. You got to have a VPN. You do not want to be connected to the internet, especially if you ever use the internet in a public place like a coffee shop or something, without having that VPN. I'm telling you right now, you need that. And I also did with Privacy Pro. I went in there and I was able to clean up all of this personal information about me that's online. This is a great service that I signed up for through DuckDuckGo, Privacy Pro, a 3-in-1 subscription service. And it's only 10 bucks a month. That's it. $9.99 a month. It even protects your identity. If your identity gets stolen, they're going to help you get your identity back. I mean, this is an unbelievable service for $9.99 a month. So it has the VPN. The VPN is key. You do not want to be browsing online without the VPN. DuckDuckGo has been the master of keeping you anonymous online. They're a local company, by the way. They're right in our backyard. But this is a 3-in-1 service that also includes personal information removal and identity theft restoration. Anyone gets your identity. 10 bucks a month. And this is a VPN that's from DuckDuckGo, so it's trusted. They don't store any of the data. None of it. So you are going to be protected in every single way. And here's what you do. Get a free week to try it, all right, by going to duckduckgo.com/1210, and you will get a free week on me to try it and take a look. I signed up for this. I'm in. I mean, this is great. You can access Privacy Pro through any up-to-date DuckDuckGo browser available on Macs, Windows, Android, your phone, whatever. Just open up the settings menu, select Privacy Pro, and sign up, or go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and put it in and get the free week to try it. You're going to love this. Look, there's a lot of claims out there, but people that will keep you safe online, DuckDuckGo is the standard bearer. No one does a better job of this. And to protect your identity and to get your identity back if someone steals it. It's amazing, really incredible stuff here. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, Privacy Pro.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so, my fellow garbagians. By the way, I'm happy to be called garbage. Just don't ever call me recycling, because recycling is a fugazi. I'm happy. You call me garbage all you want. That's fine. Look at that. No problem. That's fine. I can handle that. I can handle that. But just don't call me recycling. Danny's in Kimberton, PA. Danny, how are you?
Hey, Rich, how are you? Nice to talk with you.
Same. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Thank you. Hey, listen, I heard you say earlier that you're looking for new friends, so I thought I'd give you a call and say I'm available.
Okay.
Okay. we actually have mutual friends through the Dorio family.
Oh, well, so they're wonderful
maybe,
people.
Aren't they, though? They're lovely
yes.
people. Yes.
Marianne and Dom are wonderful, and Gina, they're great people.
They certainly are.
In fact, you know what? Marianne sent me a note the other day, and I have to write her back. She sent me a very sweet note.
She's a sweetheart. I helped her finish her children's musical a while ago, wrote the music and the lyrics for it. And,
really?
Thought I'd give you a call and say, hey, and if you're looking for new friends, I'm available.
All right. Yeah, I'm really not, though, Danny. I'm friended. I'm maxed out on friends, actually. I'm trying to unload at this point, but I appreciate it.
Very well, my friend.
Oh, wait. Well. The musical, was this now based on her book about eminent domain? Because that was an excellent children's book, and I've read that book to my kids many times.
It's on a book called Miracle at Madville.
Okay.
About 2 years ago.
I will check it out. And where was the performance?
think she's working on getting it performed somewhere in New Jersey over the next couple of months. I'm not quite sure where that stands, but
great. That's the plan. Well, listen, my friend, keep me posted, okay? You are my friend now. Now we are friends.
We'll do it.
All right, Danny. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Love you here, so take good care, all right?
All right, my friend. God bless. Thank you. 855-839-1210. No, look, I'm not... This is always a strange time of year where I always think about my role here. I always tell you the truth. It's all I can do. It's just be me and tell you the truth. So I remember when Dick Morris thought that Mitt Romney was going to win, and he predicted, I think he was going to get like 325 electoral votes or something like that. And I hear a lot of people predicting Trump's going to win in a landslide. It's going to be electoral college landslide. I keep hearing all these pollsters saying this over and over again. I want to believe it. I want to believe the internal polls are good, because I've heard that from reliable people from within the Trump campaign, that the internal polls are good. However, my concern is the shy Harris voter. Let me explain to you what I think that might mean. I think it's a voter who does not want anyone to know they're voting for Kamala Harris, because they're not proud of the vote, but they just want to stop Trump at any cost, and they don't even care if it hurts them economically. And that's not something they want to express to anybody. It doesn't sound logical, and it doesn't compute, because I don't know why you would do that if you know that Trump's policies are going to be better. And I can't really understand it, but when that guy that I was talking to the other night said it was the role model thing for him, and what I said to him was, well, look, I really don't think Kamala Harris is a great role model. I don't think Tim Walz is a good role model. I think the guy's a freaking oddball goofball. You know what I mean? But that worries me. And the abortion issue and women voters who may not be excited about Kamala Harris, but they're going to go out and they're not going to tell anybody, and they're going to go out and vote for that. That's what's making me nervous at this point. The only thing we can do is vote. That's the only thing we can do with this. I mean, Trump is doing everything he possibly can to try to win. I got to give the guy credit. I mean, he's a nonstop machine. You know, he was in PA yesterday. He's coming back. He's all over the place, and the surrogates are out there. All of it. But it'd be easy for me to sit here and say, yeah, we're going to win this thing. We're going to crush it. We're going to flip blue states. We're going to win New York State. We're going to win California. I don't care. I only want to win Pennsylvania. If we win Pennsylvania, we win the White House. But I don't care. I just want PA. That's it. That's all we got to do is we have one goal here. That's why Scott Presser moved to PA. It's exactly the same thing. Got to win PA. We win PA, we win. There's other pathways, but I don't need to get all nuanced into that. I'm just saying that PA's got to be the one to win. And I'm worried about the collar counties. I'm worried about the suburbs. And yeah, from a gut instinct point of view, you know, I see the lawn signs. I see all of the same groundswell of support that you do. And it feels very much like 2016 to me. I also remember how burned we got with the red wave in 22. So all I'm saying is the only thing we can do, you can only control what you can control in your life. That's it. So if you're in Bucks County, you got a gift now. You got a gift. You can vote in person till Friday at 5 p.m. Please vote in person. Don't leave anything to chance. Just get it done. We can win Bucks County. We can win Pennsylvania. Trump can be president. McCormick can be in the Senate. And we can turn a lot of these things around. And that's what needs to happen here. But I can't put my finger on it right now, but my spidey sense is saying something is off about the polling right now. And look, maybe it's that it really is going to be a landslide for Trump, and that what my spidey sense is telling me is the polls are off because they're undercounting him to such a degree that it's going to be a blowout like we've never seen. Let's hope that that's the case. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to say my spidey sense is saying that the polls are undercounting Harris voters, and it's going to be real problematic for us. Now, that said, when you've got what we're seeing right now, which is Joe Biden coming out and calling you garbage, for these voters that are on the fence, who think that Trump's bad for saying mean words and insulting people, and then the president of the United States comes out and insults people, you've just negated that argument. You've taken that argument away. So embrace the garbage. Embrace the garbage. I love garbage. I love a good garbage. And, you know, being Italian and being in sanitation, my family background, obviously, just saying, it's a good way to make a living. You know what I mean? It's a good way to make a living. You know what I mean? You got the no-show jobs and no-work jobs. The best are the no-show jobs, but the no-work jobs are okay, too. Just saying. There's a viral video of Tony Soprano out there telling everybody to vote for Trump. It's great. Very funny, by the way. But the reason why Biden said what he said, he hates her. Hates her. Oh, man. He wants to undercut her by calling everybody garbage. He did this on purpose. He wants to just take that away from her in the final closing moments of this campaign. Let me play you. This is Governor King, Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, Phil Murphy, getting destroyed on CNBC. This is good stuff. You know, this guy's a jackass of the most degree, and he's got that bad freaking rug on his head. You know what they did? It's like they cut the carpet from the state house and just stapled it to his head. That's what it looks like.
It looks so bad today, by the way. It's terrible.
Today's a particularly bad rug day, is it not, for Murphy?
It's probably his worst hair day to date.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a bad hair day every now and then, but sometimes it's like, would you call Stanley Steamer and get them to freaking clean your head? You know what I mean? Stanley Steamer, the carpet cleaner. Can you come and clean rugs on heads? It's bad.
I can't believe his communications director let him on TV looking like that. It's horrible.
Can we show this clip on YouTube so everybody can see how bad he looks?
Yeah, let me send it to Kirk.
All right, let me wait on it. You guys, the whole thing, the snaggle teeth. He's got the summer teeth. Some are here, some are there, some are everywhere. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right, Zeola, you're being a little petty, a little shallow. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I dislike this man that much. I really do. I find him to be one of the most arrogant SOBs out there. But I will say this. We're both rooting for the same guy to be president, and that's Trump, because he doesn't want Harris to win either. He wants to run in 4 years. So in that sense, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as the old saying goes. But he's still not going to be my friend. All I'm saying is, that rug is bad. Tony's in the Northeast. Tony, what's up, my man?
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two examples for you. People are going to vote for Harris instead of Trump for no other reason than they hate Donald Trump. My brother and my next door neighbor. My brother, he complains constantly about his situation and, you know, taxes and property issues and things that everything that Trump stands for, he agrees with, but he hates Donald Trump. So he's going to vote for Harris. My next door neighbor, educated man. He espouses everything that Donald Trump stands for. He hates Donald Trump. So he's going to vote for Harris.
I see. Perfect I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it at all.
I don't get it. And am I blinded by the fact that I know Trump? Is it that? Like, is that what's standing in the way for me to what I can't? You know what I mean? Like, if I know somebody, if I sit down and break bread with somebody, I had a cheeseburger with Donald Trump a long, long time ago in 2016 when nobody wanted to eat cheeseburgers with the guy. I like him. You know what I mean? So I don't get this. Why do they see this guy as such a friggin' monster? What is it?
I have no idea. And
they know he's better. They know his policies are better. Why can't they move past this?
Yeah, there's no. It's useless to engage because all you get shot down with he's a criminal. He's a this. He's a that. He should go to jail.
And can they articulate? When do you ask him, Tony? Do you ever go explain to me why you're voting for Harris without bringing up Donald Trump's name? Can they do that?
No.
Exactly. Bingo. I've never met anyone. I mean this to this day. I know people who are voting for her. They cannot articulate why without bringing up Trump's name.
Yeah.
And this is, I think it's borderline psychotic. I really do. It's borderline
Absolutely.
Psychotic. He's not that bad of a guy. Like, he already says things every now and then. But so what? I mean, that's the worst thing he does is he says, he once in a while goes off on these tangents and says things and calls people names. And who cares? Like, that's the worst thing he does.
Somebody had talked about, oh, well, it's the role model thing for me. Well, that's a load of you know what, because, okay, so Biden's a role model. Harris is a role model.
Biden's a role model. His kid's a crackhead who snorted cocaine off Russian hookers' backsides, but that's a good role model right there. Way to raise your kid.
Exactly.
That kid had more, Hunter Biden had more porn in his laptop than Tim Walz. We don't know that for a fact, but that's my speculation. Anyway. Tony, thank you, buddy. Man. I appreciate it. How are things in the Northeast, by the way? How's it looking out there?
A lot of Trump signs.
Go ahead.
More than you usually normally see. So I think that looks good. But here's another thing that I think is very funny for the local politics. I see houses with Trump signs and Jimmy Dillon signs. And I find that hysterical that they're going to vote Republican, or they're saying vote Republican at the national level, but they're saying to vote for Jimmy Dillon at the local level. So I find that hysterical. I want to knock on their door and say, explain it to me. And you know they can't. So.
No, they can't. This is strange. We're living in strange times. Tony, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You drive safe. And 855-839-1210. No, look, as I'm looking at all this, I don't get it. There are people in life who they can't get over this stuff with this guy. They can't. I don't get it. You know what I mean? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. When you think about all the policies the left has embraced over the years that have resulted in this totalitarianism that we've seen creeping up in America. Look, do you like censorship? Do you like the government spying on you? Do you like the government censoring you? Do you like misinformation boards and disinformation boards? I mean, do you like all that stuff? Do you like war? Well, maybe that. I mean, that piece I do understand. That piece I do understand. And we should not undercount that. I was reading this article the other day about somebody in Pennsylvania who's going on about, well, you know, Trump wants to stop the war in Ukraine, and Pennsylvania makes a lot of money off that war. So he's voting for Harris. Don't underestimate that. That's a real thing. But I kind of figured that cake was baked. Maybe that's bigger than we realize. Maybe that's bigger than we realize, the freaking warmonger vote. People that just know that war goes on, they just keep making money, they keep cashing in, and, you know, and they just, I guess that. But I would just ask, if you're somebody that hates Trump, why are you okay with the government going after you, intimidating you, letting a biological man walk around the locker room with his schvants hanging out in front of your little girl? Like, wait, why are these things okay with you? I don't get that. Those are role models. How about this as a role model? You embrace policies where a young woman works her entire life, gives up weekends and, you know, be on a swim team like Paula Scanlon, my buddy, right? Gets the pen to swim and loses to a biological male. And you're okay with those policies? Like, that's a role model to you? Somebody who thinks that women should not be protected in sports, or that a dude should get to walk around sporting wood in the shower at a sorority house? That you consider that to be a good role model? But these people cannot articulate a reason why they are voting for Kamala Harris without mentioning Donald Trump's name. They cannot. It's amazing to me. Let's see. Mike in Lehigh Valley. Mike, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? First off, I know I'm pretty liberal, but I do love your show. I've listened to you for years.
Thank you.
Big fan.
I appreciate it.
I'm more of a classic liberal myself when it comes to healthcare. You and I will just have to shake hands and disagree. I'm all about the policy. I was a big RFK guy. I voted for Hillary in 2016, and I voted. I was probably the only one that voted for Hillary, and then Trump in 2020. I just, in good conscience, couldn't vote for someone that was completely not with it. Nothing against President Biden. It's just, you know, he wasn't cognitive even then.
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment in regards to One, why I'm voting for Trump and why people, I think, can't vote for Trump and are just voting for Harris. I'm voting for Trump for several reasons. One, I'm so against Dick Cheney. He ran this country for 16 years through two administrations in regards to endless wars, the military-industrial complex, the fat military contracts that Ukraine alone has been probably the biggest money laundering. Anyway, I won't go there. But
no, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I'm against these endless wars. Foreign policy, international relations matter. And Trump brought Kim Jong-un to the table. Everybody said he was going to push the button. I believed that in 2016. That's why I voted for Hillary. Substance matters. Over 4 years, he was the most rational and first president in 40 years to not start a new war. My ego took a blow, and I was wrong, and I'm okay with that. And so many other things. He was solid on the economy. He was solid on inflation, foreign policy, and immigration he was solid on. The reason that a lot of fellow liberals can't vote for him and so many other things is character does count, to their credit. It does. But country counts more. And yes, the guy, he has some immaturity moments. And I think he's come a long way if you look at his speeches now in comparison. But that, I think it's just, it comes down to character and it does count. And I just want to say to all my fellow classic liberals out there, which I think there's a huge, huge amount of, character does count. It does. Integrity is the only thing that we can judge someone on. However, are you better off now than 3 years ago? And the answer is simply no. And my orange juice costs twice as much and everything else. And country matters first. Put our egos aside and let's go with the guy that literally ran the country like a business and did better on almost everything. And Kamala Harris, she's the first person in Democratic history to not be voted for. She's a propped up candidate. If that doesn't spell military industrial complex, I don't know what does.
Bravo, Mike, bravo. First of all, kudos to you for saying that your ego took a blow, but you're man enough to admit that you were wrong. And to speak like that, what you just did, I mean, props to you, man. You have my absolute respect for that.
Hey, man, I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And I appreciate it. Everybody should listen to what you said. In fact, hey, DeSantis, let's cut that into a clip that we can play. All right. Mike, sound good to you?
Yeah. Sounds more than okay. And now with RFK on board, he's the only candidate that's talking about education and chronic disease. Neither of those main issues, which are next to inflation, are the biggest issues. They weren't even in any of the debates. Sorry. There you go.
No, it's good. Listen, Mike, I agree. Thank you, pal. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. It takes a lot to admit you were wrong. And to say the reasons why Trump is better. Good. Good. Say that. Let people hear that. Let's cut up Mike's call. Good for him. Not a lot of people are going to do that, you know? People like to double down on their ridiculousness in life. They don't like to say that, to admit that they were wrong. So, I mean, and the war thing is a big deal. It really is. It's a big deal. I don't really want any more of this nonsense with the war. The fact that the Cheneys are backing Kamala Harris should tell you everything. I mean, the left has become such a freaking farce, like a joke. Going out there and praising the fact that the Cheneys are backing Kamala Harris as evidence of why people should vote for her. Are we kidding? Seriously? You people call them a war criminal. You wanted him arrested at The Hague and charged and sentenced to death. Now you're out there and you're like, well, Dick Cheney is backing Kamala Harris. What does that tell you? You know what it tells me? I'm going to talk to Tulsi Gabbard about that in just a few minutes. That's for damn sure, because she's coming up. Not in person, because Matt DeSantis couldn't get that done, but that's all right. She's still going to talk to me on the phone, and I'm excited about it. So don't go anywhere. Tulsi Gabbard's going to be my guest straight ahead. I want to get to your calls as well, so don't go anywhere. I got a lot to chat about with you, but what am I doing here? I'm going to tell you about... nothing. I'm good. I'm right on time, right on schedule. Look at that. So we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.